Welcome to Help from Future Self.
Hello, Archons. Welcome to Help from Future Self, the conversational KeyForge podcast by and for KeyForge friends. I'm your host, Sydney, and I'm here with, obviously, one of my best KeyForge friends, June. Hey, June, how you doing? I don't know if you could tell in my voice. I might also be a little bit, you know, spent from this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot. It was a marathon of KeyForge. It was like the Iron Man marathon.
Oh my gosh, it was insane. It was ridiculous and amazing, and we can't wait to tell you all about it. This weekend was the Roseville Vault Tour, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. And it was the most KeyForge I think I've played in a three-day span in my whole entire life.
Oh yeah, it was actually insane. it was ridiculous. I loved every minute of it, and I was on like 3 hours of sleep even on Sunday.
Right.
Was like begging for more. I didn't stop talking about KeyForge until like 1 a.m.
Right? Seriously. Yeah. Like when we got there on Thursday, like we had literally no idea what we were in for.
No.
Like we started hanging out on Thursday night, and knowing that Friday was starting a little bit later, so we like could sleep in a little bit. And I had a blast hanging out with the people that were there Thursday night, but we had no idea what we were getting into.
How could you? I don't know, but I'm really grateful this weekend. It was an awesome experience for me. I hope everyone else there loved it as much as I did. There were so many things happened. Of course, it was a weekend like
right?
so many things happened. And a lot of moments I was really looking forward to happen.
Right. And so let's dive right in then. I guess so. I guess the way my brain works is chronological. It's the only way that like my brain can like categorize every single thing we did this weekend. So why don't we start? Like Friday morning was kind of not even as chill as I'd hoped it would be, because like. First thing, we switch hotel rooms because they put us in the wrong rooms. And then there's like people playing KeyForge in the lobby. And I ended up going to the Walmart Supercenter and with JR and Wookie and Ben, because we were already getting ready for the party that was going to be Saturday night. And then, so funny story. In Minnesota, apparently, you can't buy alcohol at like just normal like grocery stores or department stores like supercenters, because they have to follow all these rules. You need like a separate door entrance, whatever. So we had to go to a completely different store, like just a straight up liquor store. And I'd brought a sealed box of Worlds Collide, thinking that like, you know, if people want to play KeyForge at the party, that'd be great. That's awesome. So when we get to the liquor store, they also have a sealed box of beer. Like it's a mystery random box of beer for $10. And we're like, in addition to like what we handpicked for the party, we were like, yes, so excited. This is perfect. Sealed beer and sealed Worlds Collide. That's going to be fantastic. And I was very hyped. Like that started my Friday morning. And I was like, this is already going to be great. And like, I had no idea what was happening the rest of the
day. That was an amazing, amazing get. I didn't see a lick of that beer myself. It sounds like it was really popular.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. So it went super well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the actual KeyForge, we get to the game center, and was it Friday or Saturday? I forget that they announced that we could do all three events.
I think it was Friday night or something.
Yeah, it was at some point on Friday. Yeah. They tell us that they are going to allow us to play in Sealed and Archon and Alliance. And so, I think one of my favorite parts of this community is the first thing that all of us do is start jumping to who can borrow whose decks.
Yeah, I came prepared.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. I brought
like three.
I brought three Alliance decks and no Archon decks. So I am over here like offering up my Alliance decks to JR and Wookie, and then people are like offering up their Archon decks to me. And
Well, hold on. You did bring an amazing Archon deck, but it was one promised to the promised child, Ewok Jr.
Okay, so
all the way to finals.
Oh my gosh. Okay, fine. Basically, I brought a deck for JR that I had promised him like a long time ago, and he had put in the work practicing it. He had like repped it on TCO. He knew it backwards and forwards. And he was even kind enough to be like, okay, Sydney, here, you can play this. It's your deck. And I was like, no, dude, like it's, you worked your butt off to be really good at this. Like you deserve to play it in Archon. And so, he did end up playing it. And yeah, so spoiler, he did amazing. So I guess we'll get to Archon a little later.
Yeah. But like, yeah, the frenzy of like, okay, let's start doing this. Some decks even being created. One deck created from Vaultmaster 2024, which is incredible. I think that was Splendives. I have the hugest respect for that guy. He's nuts.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was super awesome. I was very excited to see that like people were actually creating right then and there for the Alliance.
Yeah. And then you, me, and Dave were overjoyed to get to share our like three Alliance decks. I brought the three that top three'd in Canada.
Oh my God.
Which was awesome. And
I brought the one that won Canada.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so it was a super, super fun, like we're all getting together as like a group of fun people who just all want to help each other play the best Keyforge they can play. Like, it's absolutely funny because like, we'll get to that. I'm jumping the gun here because everything this weekend was amazing.
This weekend was amazing because like everything was like, I don't know, there were teams there, but all the lines were blurred. We were all Keyforge friends.
Right?
And, you know, it was hanging out with like Wookiee and Draz, and Ewok was awesome, and like, and Nova, of course. And we were all lending across, and it was incredible.
Hanging out for me, hanging out with all the Reap Out people, I think what were there like 8 Reap Out team members there this weekend? And I got to make the reveal. So I'll make the reveal right now that, so I am on Team Reap Out, and June. You are also
number one. I have number one on my jersey.
Yeah.
So I'm the ace, obviously, and not Bargass too. We'll get there. But clearly you send it to me when you want the win.
Exactly. So. Oh, 100%. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So Friday sealed. Okay. We're doing sealed. There were 32 players in the event, and we end up getting our three decks. And June, do you want to walk through a little bit of what you saw and how you picked your three decks?
Oh, well, I got a cool deck and then two decks with nothing interesting in any of the pods.
Oh no.
But when actually really funny, I sat down at tables 2 and 3, which were together, and all 4 people there brought Archon sealed. they all played a straight deck, including Ewok, who ended up in top 8. It was just really funny for us all to sit down and like, all of us. And like, I got it. Well, Ewok wasn't there yet. And I got some water and I sat down and I was like, Ewok, are you doing it? And he was like, no. Yeah, we're all here.
Oh my gosh. Really, that's amazing. Yeah. Yes. So I open up my three decks and I put down, so I took the Blake strategy here and I put down all 9 pods in front of me without like caring really which decks they were coming from.
Yeah.
And immediately, so the first thing I look at is the one Geistoid pod I have and I'm like, uh-oh, ew, no, sorry, can't, so bad, oh, gross, okay. So then I go to the Brobnar one because that's the next, like my next favorite one, and I see a Beanstalk and I'm like, all right, so this is the crux of what I'm about to build. This is going to happen. And they did say that you were allowed to scan in your decks, but you couldn't use third-party information to build your decks. So I didn't even scan mine in. Like, I wanted to like the feel of what was in front of me to be what I was picking from. So my Beanstalk deck had something like 5 giants, 3 goblins, is that the other one? And then the Beanstalk and like 3 amazing actions. I don't know how math works. I'm exhausted. But like it was a fantastic pod in and of itself. And I'm like, all right, so how do I make this thing work? And then I'm looking at my other pods and I have some great options. The Equidon was pretty okay with Amber Control, but I got a Mars pod with 3 target Yixel Dixel, Yixin Dixel.
Yeah, of course.
The one that when you play it, you archive a card from your discard pile, but then when it reaps, it archives itself. So, and I figured that like this deck, if nothing else, what these three can do is archive themselves and archive three Mars cards so that I am playing with six less cards of a house. So I'm basically hopefully playing a two house deck. And it worked out that way most of the time, but I didn't realize how helpful it would be to protect cards from my discard pile, from opponents messing with my discard pile. So that was incredible. And then I was lucky to also have an unfathomable with actions that have pips on them. So I could I could get a lot of amber from just playing those actions, and the disruption was amazing. So I was like, I was very excited. I was more excited than I expected to be for the sealed event that of Grim Reminders, where I was like, I'm gonna do horribly. But I recognized some of the cards, so I feel like that's what made it much better experience for me than the event that happened at KFC, where the sealed Grim Reminders now is like, all right, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I get that. I think this was a really great event. A lot of people understood the cards well, and then we got to get commentated by Jeremy, who was still he's amazing, and he's been growing and growing, especially with last year kind of just being thrown in and doing a lot alone, learning the cards on stream, and then having people join to commentate who had intensive knowledge. A really good dynamic. But I do have to say, having commentated your matches, your deck was really cool, and I said on stream, it's like, this is a Sydney deck, like Mars is like totally her, and it was just really cool.
Speaking of Jeremy commentating, shout out to GG for having the setup, like taking responsibility, taking it on themselves to have the setup to streaming on their own YouTube channel, to taking in people like June. Like you streamed throughout the whole weekend. Like they had people from the community streaming with Jeremy the whole time. Like it was an amazing setup and fantastic for them to like guarantee that for us, you know, like they didn't put that on the shoulders of the community to do.
I think everyone that did stream had a lot of fun doing it. I was like really looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
And like I kept seeing smiling faces come out of there, and I don't know what Jeremy was doing in there with them, but I assume, good things happened.
Well, enough people were watching on stream that everybody who wasn't there knew what Jeremy was doing in there.
Commentating with Jeremy was such a joy. I loved every minute of my time playing Keyports this weekend, and that included watching Keyports is just as fun to me.
Oh yeah, I was really really hoping to do more streaming, but I didn't, because I ended up playing so much, which was that's the best of both worlds. It's a win-win. Like you're either playing Keyforge or you're playing Keyforge or you're playing Keyforge. You know, like no matter what, there was always something going on.
You did get one match, right? You got to commentate one.
Yes, I got to commentate you.
Oh, heck yeah. Was that semifinals?
Yes, that was the one. Yeah, that was the semifinals on Saturday. And it was, oh my gosh, it was amazing. But yes.
I can't wait to watch it. I want to hear all the commentary.
So what's hilarious was at that point in time, I didn't know I don't want to spoil anything. I didn't know what one of your houses could do. But in that match, you didn't need to use that house. So I feel like I did a passable job commentating because I knew all about the house you did use. So the fact that I would not have seen the really cool things that your other house could do, I got away with being knowing a little bit less about that.
Yeah, my friend Mike Fooney, who was he's the guy with the god hands. I don't know what the heck is wrong with this guy. he's the one in Philly who opened his sealed deck during Friday and took that to top eight of Archon the same weekend.
Oh my gosh!
The only WoW deck in the top eight at Philly. That was nuts. he opened in two displays this deck named little deck named Bandola, which he's been putting the time into. He actually. I only got maybe 50 reps in on this, which is not really enough for me. Definitely not enough for this deck. But I had an amazing teacher in him. Mike's an amazing guy. And yeah, and I don't remember where I was going with this.
This deck is a piece of art, and I cannot wait for like you talking about how it's oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he was watching and he was like, "Oh yeah, they don't know they're in for a surprise. They don't actually know what's going to happen."
And I couldn't agree more. Had you gone into the other house and started playing in that, I would have been like, oh, "What?"
Yeah. Yeah, it's a rad deck.
Oh my gosh.
Next event is Rochester. So look out for Mike on Bandola there.
Oh my gosh. So just to seal off Friday night, I have an amazing story I have to tell. So Friday night, the four of us ended up going out to the Drezcore experience. And it was so hilarious. Like it was like the kind of stories that like you expect from a Drezcore experience, like that mystical, magical, like, oh no, uh-oh. And then an amazing night. So we were driving down just a normal street and the GPS had us turning down an alleyway behind a manufacturing building. And so we get to where the GPS tells us to be and there's no parking lot. It's just the parking behind two docking doors and two huge like commercial garbage cans, like the big blue ones with a black door in a white building. And the only reason like we even decided to open the door and not like leave immediately was because it had like beautifully painted on top of it the word Dashfire, which hilariously wasn't even the name of the bar. It was just the fact that it was like out of place for a manufacturing building that we were like, we'll give the door a try. Like what could be behind door number one? So we open it and then it is basically like, it looks like the lobby of a small teeny, like company lobby, but like there was no sign saying no trespassing. There was nothing being like, we shouldn't be here. No alarms went off and it wasn't locked. So we're like, okay, we'll give it a try. So we start we exit the lobby down the hallway and it's a long hallway. And on the right of us is like this manufacturing equipment and like stuff that like would makes sense to be in this building. And literally the only thing that didn't make us turn around right then and there was Drezcore's like, it smells amazing. And then we all noticed like it smelled exquisite. Like what is this manufacturing building doing smelling so good? So we do decide to risk the hallway. And at the end of the hallway is this like speakeasy in back that's like small and teeny and fantastic and amazing. And we have an incredible night. The drinks were lovely. Drezcore and Nova ended up buying some bitters to take home with them. And it was just a lovely night hanging out with friends. But it's the story of like, you always think you're going to get murdered at some point during a Drezcore experience, you know, like it comes with the territory. But thank you, Drezcore, for finding an amazing place for us to spend Friday night.
Sounds like you're going to get murdered. It sounds a lot like a gist. That's I'm so jealous. That sounds amazing. I did get to see the bitters come out in security.
Security pulled on
Nova's bitters. But I'm really jealous. That sounds like an amazing. What was this bar called?
It was called the Elusive something, something, something. So we were making Keyforge Elusive jokes all night.
There at KFC. And also when I win Roseville next year. I'll be at that bar.
Absolutely.
Instead of going with y'all, I really wanted to. I decided to sit down with Reap Out in the breakfast room and just work through our picks for the next day. And I'll save my stories from then for a future episode with a talented member of Reap Out, maybe.
being smart and preparing for Keyforge, like what's that about?
Yeah, it's not like me, honestly. I don't know. I didn't know what got into me there. Maybe some sort of sense of duty or something. But I had fun. I had fun too. That was actually really nice.
And hanging out with the Reap Out guys, absolutely worth it. I got to have lunch with them on Friday, and it was absolutely a pleasure. Like I hadn't actually like hung out with them since Vegas of last year, and there was a handful of them here that weren't there. And so just like talking to all of them and getting to know their stories and everybody is so nice and they're so smart. all of them are so smart. I'm like, uh-oh, you guys, why'd you guys let me on? Like, but no, it was a fantastic, fantastic time. And the whole weekend was amazing.
No. Sydney, Repo wouldn't be the same without us. Trust me, we had a lot. Don't worry.
Oh my gosh, you are so sweet. But yeah, so Saturday, big day. We start with Archon, and so here's where I'm going to give like my shout out to Vargast. In addition to everything else that he deserves to be shouted out for, he brought multiple Archon decks, and I was ready to play like the best one we had on us, because again, like I gave the one that I think would have done well to JR, and Vargast let me borrow his son's named deck. And if you want to look it up, the name is Isaac Bean Watson, who parts animals. So it was a fun name in the first place. Yeah. But this deck, like it wasn't too shabby at 112 sass. Like he was giving me real fire. But the thing that like meant a lot to me was also like he sat down and talked me through it, and he helped me like understand it, and was like super, super. It was so wonderful to be able to borrow this deck from him. And on top of that too, it had Brobnar and Mars. So I'm like, this is totally my play style. Like this is going to be something that I can wield confidently. And I loved every minute of playing this deck. Obviously I didn't do it justice by not making top eight, but I did for having played it for the first time, going, what was it? 2-3-2. I lost two games, so I didn't make it to the top, but
Sydney,
it was,
I gotta stop you there. You see that room? There's no shame in not making top eight.
Yeah, that room did have quite a bit of fire that day. But to be honest, my play-in game to the top eight was JR on my deck versus me on Vargast's deck. So
that was incredibly sweet. I wish that had been the stream match. That was an amazing.
Oh, the game was incredible. But I also felt like I went in like, obviously, like I'm not going to throw it. I want to win this, but I went in a little bit calmer than I might have to a different play-in, because it's like, if I lose this, the result is that JR on my deck is making it into the top eight. So like I wasn't as stressed. So it was much more comfortable. But my Archon journey is a little less important than your Archon journey.
Oh, no, hold on. We're not done with that yet.
Aww.
And also, I gotta say, yes, there was a lot of that this weekend where, like, any result was, like, awesome.
Right?
Regardless of who it was that came. I have to shout out, you know, Mr. Bean, little Isaac. It was so sweet seeing, like, hearing about all how he lent it to you, and then he showed me pictures of Isaac and like holding the mat, and I was like, wow, that's amazing. He's like 4 years old.
Aww.
And apparently Vargast, I should say some of this for someone's episode. but it was so sweet, and I think that, I don't know, it meant a lot to me just to see it, and I wish we got to play together.
Yeah. It's so funny. I don't think you and I matched up all weekend.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. Like for all the times, I literally played Vargast, I think 4 times in like official matches over the course of the weekend, maybe 3. But like I played Gorlami twice. I played multiple people 2 times. And then I didn't match up with you once.
No, I think I played Captain Crispy the most at 4 times.
Yep.
Yeah. He's a great guy. I love Logan. yeah. Archon was cool. I think on breakfast of like Friday morning, we were all sitting there. I think some Repo was there. I was like, oh, why are you guys talking about Archon? Like, like save your energy for Alliance. This is a done deal. I came here to defend my title and also go to the Help from Future Self party. Like, stop worrying.
I totally, like literally before it started, I was telling people that you're going to win the thing. Like separately from the conversation you had that morning, I was like, so who's getting second? Like the exciting part was like, who's going to lose to June?
Right. Exactly. And I had very specific hopes for that. And my hopes came true. I think even during Swiss, I looked at how well Ewok was doing. I think when he sat down with you for the play-in, I was like, rematch, let's go. You win finals. And he was like, yeah, maybe that would be awesome. And we did get there, and it was so incredible to see him.
So for those who don't know, June and JR played the top table at Archon last year in Roseville. So yeah. Like that was the, like everyone there, I think, was kind of excited to see that happen again.
It was incredible. 'Cause like last time it was like, we were both fighting tooth and nail, and like, okay, so that was a timeless match, right? There was no time limit.
Right.
And for both me and Ewok, that meant a lot. This time was very different.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So yeah, this time they did change the rules, and it's 45 minutes per game for the best of three instead of a timeless best of three game or match.
And I totally respect that decision. It would not have been possible to run this weekend with that,
yeah, seriously.
Especially knowing JR and I. But it was really incredible to get to play against him. We had like a pro wrestling moment where when we found out he was going to be in finals with me. And he was like, June, I think you said you promised at some point that if we ever met in finals again, you would concede. I was like, I might have said that, but you did make one mistake in taking me by my word in his face. It was really fun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, JR is great for that stuff. He's a great sport. And like, I have to say, like, in addition to all those things making it special, I've talked about this before, but like, JR was like such a sweetheart to me, and like as like a newcomer into the community, really then was really welcoming and supportive of my win,
right?
And to get to play against him again was like, ooh, I could, really couldn't have asked for more. I did ask for it several times, but like, I had maybe the gift of foresight for Roseville. I probably told y'all like 30 times I was gonna win Archon. I did call a shot for Alliance that didn't come true. That was mostly joking. It was like when I went 0-2 in sealed, right? And then I had commentating all day. I was like, okay, I'll just win the other two.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the one I was serious about was Archon. I talked about that one. And then I also called like JR and I hitting the finals, and it was just so, I was just like, what the heck? do I have powers of some sort?
Yeah,
I was genuinely thinking about buying a lottery ticket on the way home.
Yes?
I might buy Mike and I a lottery ticket.
There you go. Oh, no, have Mike buy it.
Okay, we'll both go and buy them. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Love it.
See who's luckier. And, every bit of Archon was amazing. I shout out to my one loss. This time it was round three. It was shorter, so it makes sense that round three was my loss. To Splendives, who was running a very like fair store championship battle tested.
Whoa!
Grim Reminders deck.
Interesting.
And, it was just like this tempo Grim Reminders deck. I don't think there were any Winds of Death shenanigans.
Huh?
Just pushed and pushed and pushed and. Yeah, you push past where I could go.
Sure.
Yeah, great player, and he's awesome. I had an amazing time, and I think Archon is still the least balanced format.
There were a lot of GR in that field.
Yeah, there was a lot of GR.
And I was surprised, like you were saying, there was a lot of battle-tested and Awakenings decks. So these were decks people got recently. So Awakenings, obviously the game found probably a little bit earlier, but like battle tested decks specifically, like those were pretty recent. So being able to open something like that, it's exciting and fantastic and amazing, but also made it so that a lot of the top eight was Grim Reminders.
Well, I think that newness is one of the greatest parts of the first event post release in like any game, right?
Yes.
It's always so fascinating to see what people bring, see what succeeds, see what doesn't. I think Vargas bought what was like at the time the highest SAS deck.
Yep.
And brought that into Archon. and hit a top eight with it.
Right.
But yeah, there was so much newness, and I think that was a really cool part. There is something to be said about 7/8 being GR, but we'll talk about that later.
Totally. Absolutely. There were 37 people in the Archon tournament, but speaking of balanced field, after the Archon on Saturday, we played Alliance, and there were 29 players for the Alliance event, and I could not have been happier with the field. I was so excited that I think, okay, let's say there were 29 players. I think maybe like 15 of those players provided the 29 decks that were played.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That makes sense to me. shout out to Sandy, top four on a deck he learned that evening. What an amazing player.
He's been playing
the game too. He's been playing for like 9 months.
Right.
What for
all the people out there talking about like, where are we going to get new players from? Find yourself a Sundy and hang out with Sundy because Sundy's amazing.
Yeah. Find yourself like a Jeremy or a Sundy or I think Zenzi was pretty new too.
Really? Wow. That's awesome.
I can't remember exactly who. No. It was an opponent I sat down for when I was supposed to play Zenzi. I sat on the wrong table. Shout out to him. And yeah, these players are amazing. Like Fab, who I work with for Keymander. These players are awesome, and they have so much good energy forged. And Sundy is an incredible pilot. Mm-hmm. I gave him 30 minutes of coaching, and that was it.
Aww.
And he took my deck to top four. I do think this is like a beautiful GR alliance. I think two of three pods are like the best in worlds.
Oh,
for
wow.
GR. Shout out to Bandola. Thank you, Mike. and thank you, Meetups, for... Hey, Brandon. Thank you, Meetups, for Reptigren. So sick. He was going to trade it to Mike for a deck, for a WoW deck called Jester.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, do not. I need it. I cannot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But Sunny and I sat down, like, a turbo learning, like... I showed him like we practiced a bunch of mulligans and ran a ton of iterations on the Untamed and
nice.
Talked through what combos you pull with the Untamed and how the houses lead into each other.
Right.
There was like a lot of that, even talking about matchups.
Sure.
He picked it all up. Like, what a guy. And he outpaced me. I was top 16 and he was top four. Like, what?
Right.
I was like, I was playing my far more stylish deck, Make It Woe. I really want to get on stream to just to make people mad or happy or whatever they would be for it. It's a very divisive deck. I think most of my opponents were like really excited to see it, and they were real games. Like, I don't think I had many where like it wasn't close because like people were building resources against me, and I had to work my butt off to keep them in check.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a pretty similar experience because I brought three Alliance decks, and so I gave my Coda one to JR, and who ended up again like you said piloting it to higher than me, and then I gave my Woe deck, my Scholar Spam, to Wookie. And JR and Wookie not the most well-known Alliance lovers in the world. And I think one of the highlights of Alliance for me, as much fun as it was for me to play, was talking with Wookie after every round and him being excited for what he was able to pull off. And like hearing him talk this way, he wasn't talking about how like this degenerate field or like the fact that like the games are unwinnable in Alliance. And I think that like, because to him, this Alliance tournament for him was basically an Archon tournament.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I keep saying to the people who don't like Alliance. Alliance is just Archon if you don't make the deck.
Right.
I just if June brings you your deck, it's just Archon.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Totally. Like, completely 1,000,000% agreed. Like, and so like I really loved, and also to be fair, his deck beats the deck that I brought 100% of the time.
Yeah.
But I had to play my Genka baby. But also I wanted him to have fun. I wanted him to play a deck he enjoyed. So I gave him a deck he was familiar with, but hilariously enough, one of the pods was in a different language. And so he, another thing that the Archon's Corner guys are not very like big on is the art. And so for me, when I look at a card in a different language, I could see the art and I'm like, that's that card. This is exactly what it does. And so he had to start getting familiarized with the art for what card the cards did. And he also, he had the, you're allowed to, and he had the Master Vault open on his phone so that he or his opponent could look up any card at any point. So like there were tools there to make it easier for him. But I thought it was hilarious and amazing that he was having so much fun with this format. And it was the best Alliance experience I could have imagined, because I guess we can also we can talk more about this on a possible future episode with someone who does really well in Alliance. But yeah. My favorite thing about the field was how diverse it was.
Yeah, because you could play any set you wanted.
Yes, it literally every set was represented in the field. And there were 5 sets represented in top 8. So I think the thing with Alliance that I love is that everybody can find their own niche degenerate combo, and you may be shortening games because the win con is happening faster, but it's not a thing where like everybody's copying the exact same thing, or nothing individually is OP where it can't fight something else in its own way, or like the ways that people brought the crazy cool things that they could do. And yes, there was a little bit of overlap. There were 2 Scholar decks in the field. There were 2 Genka decks in the field.
There were 3 Restring Guntus locks.
There were 3 Restring Guntus locks, which I thought was like, going into this, I thought that because Restoring Guntus was taken off the restricted list, that it was going to be most of the field. I was expecting to have to go fast to try and beat it. And the fact that there were 3 was amazing, that people came up with these 3 since the restricted list changed. And spoiler, 1 made top 8. So like it actually was incredibly successful. But people didn't give up on the other cool things they wanted to do. Also, the decks that were available because so many people had to play borrowed decks were also piloted really well in many different ways. So like I was just the Alliance field was my favorite field to play in.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I got to go back to what you said about watching Wookiee and talking with him. That was one of my favorite, like one of the most heartwarming parts weekend was like seeing Sundy after every win from round 1 to to top 8 and just like running up to him and going, Sundy! Oh! And then talking with him and him being like, what the heck did you make, June? Like, it was really cool to see him like keep developing it over the course of of that top 8, that Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, it was really sweet. I enjoyed that a lot. What a great weekend.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't agree more. And so for those of you keeping track of Saturday, we just finished then 2 whole tournaments, and it was kind of up in the air over the course of the day based on what was best for everyone involved, how we would get all top 8s done over the course of the rest of the weekend. So what they decided to do, thanks to, I think, was it Vargast and JR, mm-hmm. made top 8s for all 3. So all of us could thank them for not being able to stack and play the top 8s at the same time.
Oh, hold on. Let's not forget Mike. Mike brought gave me Bandola, which was in top 8s for Alliance and Archon.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the fact that they couldn't stack them meant that they needed to figure out how to get all of them done. So Saturday night, we played the first round of Top 8 Alliance. And so that was like a cap end to the like, we're all exhausted. We've been playing all day. In the past, at that point in time, in the past like 24 to 48 hours, we had played 3 different decks at a competitive high level. And then we're going into top 8. So it was a great round, and I got knocked out by the eventual winner, so I won't say who it was. But we're finishing the top 8 Alliance, and June and I have promised some sort of, you know, party, something that's going to be a little bit fun. Like we're like, okay, well, we've been here all day, so haven't really done much setup over back at the hotel. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm ready to be like, everybody in this room looks exhausted. Like who in the world could like go have fun and hang out right now? And then, so I have to give credit to Ben the monkey. He basically made the argument that like, we have the stuff, like we might as well make it available to people. There's no point in like going home with all of the stuff that we bought the day before Friday morning.
I was so worried about that because you were stuck in top 8 and like I was resting up.
Yeah.
And I know they were trying to set up, and I was like, I gotta take a minute here. And then like to go downstairs and like, well, first you were like, you came to the room and were like, oh my God, you have to see this. And I was like, wait a minute, Sydney, what are you wearing? I was like, I thought we were wearing dresses. And you're like, oh. You were like, oh my gosh, yeah. And so we both ran into our rooms and came out in white and black dresses. And like matching or like unmatching or whatever with right. you was so fun. Especially like, sorry, I forgot about this one fun detail. The named Vaultmaster 24 decks really good. So I think Nick... Liquid Squash opened, it might have been Roy, opened Vargas, the albino Vaultmaster, and gifted it to Vargas, and was like, yeah, it's just you, man. The albino Vaultmaster.
That's hilarious.
That one was really good. And then I got the Devil Who Wants Vaults. And I was like, this is just my name deck. And then I showed up in my black dress and you in your white dress. I was like, yeah. So that Angel and Devil Keyforge, what's up? We're here.
Oh my God. Amazing. I love it. And so I want to tell this part of the story. So we're at the game center. And so I start like, I'm like, all right, Ben, you're right. Let's go do this. So Ben and I start walking back, and then Dave, this guy is just like a get stuff done, like no BS, like on to the next thing. Like I learned this about him this weekend and I appreciate it to no end. So like we're walking back to the hotel and it doesn't seem like people were disbanding. So I'm like, okay, maybe a couple people show up. So we get back to the hotel and then there are some people already there and they ask us, we tell them what we're doing. They ask us if we need help. So we all go to the room. We make one trip to grab everything. And then we're like lugging it back to the breakfast room because we were going to have the party in our hotel rooms. But the GG has that little conference room basically for breakfast. And so the room is theirs all weekend. And they're not using it in the evening or afternoon. So we walk in like holding all the stuff, thinking we're going to drop it on the tables and that I'm going to have to like come back the next morning to clean it all up and take it all back because nobody will have been there. And we walk into the room and everyone who was at the vault is sitting there waiting. And they start to like clap and applaud and get excited to like start the party. And I'm just like, I'm blown away that every single one of the people that wanted to like, that were like exhausted and like dying and like complaining about how long a day it was at the game center, like 15 minutes ago, was there and ready to have fun and hang out. And it was amazing. And so like, I know, right? Like Jude's making a face to me right now. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like me too. I feel the same way.
I know. I was like, I could have cried then. Like, it was like, it's like a moment from a movie to be like, oh my God, there's like this party we've been talking about. Maybe it won't happen.
Right.
Everyone's so tired. And right. Like Sydney's stuck in a game.
Yes.
And I'm just like, I'm in my room, like just watching anime, eating pizza and like kind of sad. And then you're like, calm down. You have to see this. And I was like, it was the most incredible thing to see them all there having fun.
Oh my gosh.
To join them.
And so like, just to couple shout outs, couple details, like one of the things, like I walk in with all this stuff and then everybody starts pitching in to like open the snacks and like the people immediately gravitate towards a spoiler from earlier, the Worlds Collide sealed and the sealed box of beer. And my favorite part about that was not only did like all 12 decks get played, all the beer was passed out. People were around the room playing, but because like most people had gone back to their hotel room, gotten rid of their stuff, or like they didn't have their tokens on them, people are using the pretzels and the chips and the corn puffs as tokens and damage and amber.
And then eating them when they forge.
And then eating them when they forge. Like, it was amazing. It was fantastic. And so then also, like, completely specific shout out to Draz. So I wanted to have a signature drink for the party, and I went to, obviously, the Drazcore experience. Like, I'm like, Drazcore, please give me something like lovely, something fancy, something like amazing. And so the drink itself had a name, but he gave me ingredients. I bought them all. And then at the party, he's there putting them together so that everyone can have some. And he names the drink the Unnerfed Ecto Charge.
Yeah.
And boy, was it unnerfed. But Drazcore, like, pinky up, Drazcore experience. I am a little bit on the, like, other end of the spectrum. I brought the well-known Chicago drink for being one of the worst alcohols in existence, Malort. The faces after eight of us, like standing around a table, take a shot of Malort. It was hilarious and exactly what I wanted it to be. And yeah, it was great. Oh, wait, one more thing. And so Marcus,
oh, before you get there, I had been like, I was like, oh, finally my chance to play against GG. So I was like out in the other room. I would pop in every few minutes and people would be like doing some other new thing. It was amazing. And then I came back at one point and the Malort was like down to like here. And I was like, hold on, guys, what the heck? So I came in, I just tipped the bottle up and polished that guy off. that was awesome. But yeah, Marcus brought Meetup's favorite game, Skull. Why don't you tell them about that?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I will say, like, from when he started playing it to when I left the party hours later, that game was constantly being played by a group of eight people. It's a press your luck social deduction game, and it was so much fun. Like, every time somebody got out or every time somebody like won the game, like the whole room like roared with applause, and I loved every minute of playing that game. And it was perfect for what we had because it was so light and it was really easy and people were enjoying themselves the whole time. And I think I played it only once or twice, but again, like, it was going the whole night.
Yeah, there were a number of people who were maining Skull that night. It was awesome. They played for like 3 hours. It was nuts.
Oh my gosh. And I guess, like, another thing I wanted to say is we had Marcus and G and Josh from Ghost Galaxy stopped by. And so we were all just like hanging out. I know I say this a lot, but like, as real human beings, I got to sit down with G. And so we learned that So G has a cap, like a baseball cap, but on the side of his cap is always a pencil. Like, it has, like, it's built, the little loop is built into the cap so that he could put a pencil in there. And like, G has some nice pencils. I didn't know this, but you can get like expensive, nice pencils.
Oh yeah, they're in his hat.
Right?
You know, it's special.
It's just the kinds of things that we learned that night. Like, it was the party I didn't know I had hoped for.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, have I like not mentioned yet our special guest? Oh my gosh, we've gotten this far into the episode and I haven't mentioned our special guest.
Oh, we saved the best for last, Sydney.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely. So the whole weekend, not just at the party, we had a standee of Dr. Sheep with us the whole weekend. Like, Dr. Sheep couldn't make this vault because he was on a cruise, but he had to book the cruise. And like 2 days later, they announced the vault dates. And he was the most upset I'd ever seen him at a local. Like, you know, his normal grump, like, he was sad grumpy. And I don't like sad grumpy sheep. Like, grumpy sheep is funny. Sad grumpy sheep is sad. So I got together, like, I conspired with JR and Wookie. And so JR sent me this amazing picture of Dan, and I got it turned into a standee because friends don't let friends miss vault tours. Like, my biggest thing is that he's going to be there with us. And so, like, all night, we have this photo booth in the corner. Like, I had also come with different like speech bubbles. I had prepared them beforehand, and they said things like DT best set, unnerf bait and switch, happy forging. Like, there was a group of these that I had made so that people could like photo booth either themselves or with Dan. And it was a fantastic experience. But Dan was in the corner. We brought him to the game center. So he was hanging out with us most of the weekend. He even got an attendee lanyard. So we almost tried to like sign him up for an event, but they unfortunately made the smart decision and didn't let him play in any of the events. But Dan the standee was there. So Dan, like, attendance to a vault tour, check.
Wait. You're telling me that wasn't actually Dan? Was what the heck?
Oh my gosh.
I talked to him so much.
His normal level of grump?
Yeah. Well, he was a little sweeter. Oh, okay.
I know, the smile.
No, I'm seeing it now. Yeah. Oh, okay. I understand now. Oh, I got tricked.
Oh my gosh. But yes, the party went off wonderfully. Thank you, everyone who came. And thank you for, I think, Jazz and Wookie, like, cleaned up afterwards, because like the party went way later than I was willing to stay up. Like, people were enjoying themselves, and it was incredible. Thank you, everyone. And because of the success, I don't count out future Help from Future Self parties. It was definitely would do again.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot to do it, but so many people helped out. It is one of the greatest culminations of our community that I've seen. And I don't mean that as
a dig on anything else.
I don't mean that to like put it on our on our laurels. Like, no, like, I mean, everyone else made it amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, like, it definitely wouldn't have happened without like Ben's encouragement in the beginning, like everybody coming to help bring stuff down, everybody being there when we got down there to hype the energy, and then helping to set up, and then having the fun, and then Marcus bringing the game, and Drazkar putting together the drink, and like people cleaning up afterwards. Like, just literally this was a community effort, and I think that the community can keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the game can grow, and I'm seeing it grow with all the new all the new ways in which we have fun at these events. It's really this event made me so happy.
I know, me too. All right, so before we get like emotional here, let's
anything else we need to talk about though? Like,
I was thinking of reading out the actual like top eights for.
Oh, we should. Yeah, this is like a marker.
Right.
This is like the Roseville. Like, here's what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. So yes, I'm about to read out the top eights. If you had to skip ahead 15 seconds, go ahead. So
I want to read Alliance.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so for Sealed, the winning Sealed deck had Brobnar, Geistoid, and Unfathomable in it, but we'll hear more about that in the future. The top eight included Zenzi, me, Firespray, and Hurricane Relic. Some new names here. Love to see that. The top four included Ewok and Sundy. Both of you, congratulations. The runner-up for the win was Mammon DG. Great
My
job.
Captain.
Yeah. And then the champion, obviously, Vargast. Congratulations. Amazing job. You're incredible. And then, so just skipping real quick, Archon. Top eight included Splendives, Zenzi again, Nova, and LD Squash. Love the name. The top four included Captain Crispy and Vargast again. Do you want to do Archon too?
No.
The runner up was JR, and the winner, June.
The gatekeeper queen, the gatekeeper queen of Roseville strikes again.
Ah, love it. That's amazing. Yes, I know. Like, you are reigning champ, holding your title.
Yeah, I told everyone I was going to.
All right, Alliance, all you.
Top eight, we have Ewok Jr. again, Philly number one, and Essie still. Sydney, you keep doing it. We're gonna get you even further. I love your build. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, we've got a HFFF episode right there. Essie Steele and Philly number one.
Oh, yeah.
Dave C, my darling Sundy, Panic, Captain Crispy, Logan, shout out again. And of course, Vargas takes it all once more.
Yes, absolutely amazing group of people this whole week. Love seeing some of the new names in here and the whole weekend. Absolutely incredible. But
incredible feat to like win two in like the Ironman marathon of KeyForge events.
Right? It's insane. But we cannot end an episode of Help from Future Self without the titular segment.
Help from Future Self.
So today I'm bringing one from this past weekend. And you know how I normally do like people are the best, blah, 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 like very emotional, mushy, gushy ones. This one's an actual, like an actual, you should probably consider this if you're going to a vault tour. So one thing that I didn't remember and didn't quite count on is if you are in the top eight, you give your decks to the judges and they hold on to them until you play. And they have to do deck checks for all of the events. So they also hold on to them between events. So you don't get to really practice games with them in the morning before or to look through them or refresh yourself on what's in them. Because remember, we played 3 days of high level, three different events. So for those of us who top eighted in more than one thing, we're switching our brains on Sunday from one to the other without the physical deck in front of us. And so my biggest problem was for sealed, like I said earlier, I didn't scan it in. So I didn't even have a deck list to go through. And because the Alliance was the last thing I played, my brain was like, mixing.
Well, you had a stream recording.
Yes, I did have a stream recording. I could have watched that, but like my problem with that was that my brain was mixing up the deck I played for Vargast, which was Grim Reminders with Brobnar and Mars, and then the seal that I created, which had Brobnar and Mars. So what I ended up doing was, and I this is what I learned in the future, is I asked G, I don't want to take my deck. Can I just please scan the QR code so I can see them in the master vault while I'm sitting here waiting for the Archon top eight to finish? And he was so wonderful and he let me do it. So I was very, very happy that I was able to like look at my cards and make sure that like I remembered my Beanstalk instead of the amazing Brobnar that was in Vargast's deck and my triple targets. And like, it was nice to be able to put my brain back in the right mindset. So just remember that, to have a version of something you can look at if you're thinking of spending time strategizing before your games, because they take your decks.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember actually last year, I was like, it was my first time, and I was so tense. I was just like, I was very professional. I was like, here's my deck. And like, I was very quiet. I was like, should I sit here or do you want me to go elsewhere? And Marcus was just like, no, like, chill out. And then this year I was sitting across from G, and I was just, we're still keeping our running joke from the night prior about how we were going to punch each other in the face. it was a really good, like, goofy time. They're sweethearts, and there's a lot of like necessary and important, not ceremony, but like, there's a necessary order to think, a proper etiquette, but like, also like, they're also there to have fun, and they are still the same people,
right?
As long as they're able to do their job.
Exactly.
Then like, yeah, it's like, it's all fun.
It was amazing. And like, yeah, like shout out to G and Marcus, who were not only judges for every single event, like for the amount of KeyForge that we all got to play and all did play, like, they judged 100% of it. There was no amount of time they were not judging. And they came to our party afterwards. Like, and I know for a fact that like Marcus then immediately flew out to go to see the eclipse today. So like Marcus is a beast. But like, and G, amazing, fantastic, incredible human that I just was a joy to chat with at the party. Like, these two people give so much of themselves. Oh, and Marcus had another patch for this event. Yeah. So it was purple and yellow this time. So I switched it out for my other yellow patch and used it as my yellow key this weekend.
Oh, I want to give the tournaments I'm not going to are San Antonio and Vegas, right?
Yes. And those are the ones I am.
Yeah, no, I want to ask you here, Sydney, Marcus is is sad he's not able to play, but can't. He's going to all the Voltors, which right? is amazing, and we should absolutely appreciate from him.
Yes.
But he's sad he's not able to get the commemorative Vault Tour decks, the Vault Master 24 decks stamped with the tours.
Yes.
So I wasn't able to give it to him yet, but I have one saved for him. And can you win some events and yes. get them to him?
Yes, that's a great idea. You and yes. I will win events at every single, or we'll top eight in events at every single Vault Tour so that yes. we can collect a set of them.
Let's win.
Oh, okay. No, I like it. I like your mindset. This is why you're a winner and I'm a top eighter.
Yeah, that's what I'm always saying. When you go, expect to win. That's all.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
Or expect that you can win, right? Expect to have fun, but expect that you can win.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so let's do that. Let's win some events and get Marcus's decks. I've got your first one, buddy. I'll get it to you in Rochester.
Oh, yay. Oh my gosh. Well, that is an amazing place to end on. Thank you all for listening and sticking with us to talk about the Roseville Vault Tour. We are on Discord and Patreon. The links are in the show notes. You can find me on TCO and Discord as SC Steel. And June, where can people find you?
Where you always do. I'm on Discord. It's just June.
Awesome. And yeah, like we said, we just mentioned the Vault Tours we're going to be at. So see us there.
There's one more place you can find me. Shout out to Ghost Galaxy on YouTube. You can find all of the commentating of the events, the coverage from Jeremy and our incredible community, including me, on there. Day one and day one and day two, I got to commentate. I got to commentate. Come watch me there.
Amazing. Well, we will be back next week with another episode of Help from Future Self. Until then, stay forging.